The answer lies in the way nutrients are cycled in the system. Herein lies the key to a common phrase about tropical forests, that all the nutrients are in the biomass. Well, indeed, if you look at the partitioning of organic matter in tropical soils, you can see this in these pie charts down below, the vegetation or above-ground biomass, particularly the wood of trees, houses the greatest percentage. This is shown in the right-hand pie chart. Where is the biggest proportion of organic matter in a temperate forest? But this doesn't really answer the question, does it? If the annual uptake of nutrients by plants is greater than the amount of nutrients held in the soil, where do these nutrients come from to create all this living biomass? Well, the answer is that nutrients in tropical rainforests are rapidly recycled. Leaf litter that falls year-round rapidly degrades, and just as rapidly it's taken up by plants. Nothing accumulates and nothing is wasted. Because of a year-long growing season and heavy rains that threaten to quickly leach nutrients away, plants have adapted to rapid uptake of nutrients concentrated in the decaying leaf litter near the soil surface. This tight cycling that prevents loss of nutrients from the system is the key to maintaining rainforest biomass. As we'll see later, it also explains why agriculture is so difficult on these soils. Let's take a closer look at the adaptations plants have in the forest to efficiently recycle nutrients.